When you cook with grease, you said you normally use bacon grease or back when you were growing up, like the grease from fried ham and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever use butter?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did you ever use lard?
Yes, the lard we got when we killed hogs, we use lard.
What exactly is lard? I never knew.
Well, when you kill your hogs, they're going to be a lot of fat on the intestines,
mm-hmm.
and little scraps of fat where you cut up the, where you cut the meat up, and you put that in the pot and boil it. And you boil, when you boil it down, you've got cracklings left. You've got cracklings out of them scraps of meat, and then you've got the lard, and you just strain that out, and you have your cracklings,
mm-hmm.
and then you have your lard. Now them cracklings is good in cornbread.
Are the cracklings pieces of meat?
Brown, that have cooked, just cooked up little small ones, because when the lard cooks out of them, they shrink up.
Mm.
Have you ever eaten cracklin cornbread?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever fixed it for
them? It's good.
Sounds good.
Uh-huh. You put those cracklins.
Until you start thinking about what it is, then it starts sounding
good. I know. It's clean. You always wash it. If there's any of that fat meat that's kind of bloody something, you'll wash it before you put it in your lard. And it's coming off of the intestines and nothing on the inside can get to it. We used to buy cracklings every once in a while and got where you couldn't get in them before it was old. It tasted old. And I quit buying them. One time when we was at Hogansville, there's a man there at Hogansville up above, between that our house and Stanley's up that way, you know, that killed a lot of meat. He killed meat and sold it, and you get fresh cracklings up there, and fresh sausage and all.
Mm.
It was Mr. Binion, but he moved away. And we haven't bought many cracklings since then. That's what you get to store. A lot of times they're old, and they'll have an old place.
Mm. Well, when you drain out the wine, and you have your lard and your cracklings, do you mold the lard then?
No, you just put it in a can, a bucket, jar, or something.
Is it hard or is it syrupy?
It's hard.
It's
hard. Just like, it's about like when you buy Crisco now.
Oh, what?
That's what, about like that. Now the bacon grease, it's going to stay. It's going to stay like Wesson oil,
mm-hmm.
or Crisco oil, or something like that. But the, your lard is as hard as Crisco.
Did you use the two interchangeably?
Uh-huh.
When you make cornbread, what shape was it in? Did you do it in loaves?
I don't. I put it in most of the time I cook my cornbread in a, if I don't cook it in one of these cake pans that you run the thing around to empty it out,
mm-hmm.
if I don't cook it in that, I cook it in one of these pans that you buy pie crust in. I buy a lot of pie crust
mm-hmm.
and make my pie and put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, them aluminum pans, they good to cook cornbread. They're thin mm-hmm. and they cook quickly in them.
Mm-hmm.